It's got James Holloway in the studio, and I've got so many questions I want to ask you, James. Did you prefer James, Jimmy, Jim? What do you prefer?
James.
James, cool. That's what you'll be known as from here on in.
Yeah.
James, now how's the last 12 months been for you? Because it's been kind of different for everybody, but how have you coped?
All right.
Yeah, coped all right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the thing you miss most of all?
Seeing my family.
Okay, so you did mention off air that you used to see your family every week.
Yeah.
Well, they used to come up, you used to go down or whatever.
Yeah.
And you don't anymore?
No.
Because, what was that?
Because of COVID.
Yeah, because of COVID.
Yeah.
And you're adhering to all the rules, are you?
Yeah.
Do you wear a mask when you go out?
Yeah, I wear a mask.
You do all the things to keep yourself safe?
Yeah.
And so on. Have you done one of those tests yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have to be tested at school?
Yeah, you've got to be tested at school.
Yeah, do you find it uncomfortable?
A little bit.
Because you've got to shove one of those things. I did one this week, and I've got to be honest with you, it's the first one I've done, and it tickled a little bit, and it felt a bit funny, and did it make you gag as well?
A little bit.
Yeah, not nice, is it? But it's got to be worth doing to keep everybody safe.
Yeah.
Now, we've got to say hello to someone special, so you've got to say hello to them.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Pat.
Good job I remembered, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uncle Pat. So, hi, Uncle Pat. What does Uncle Pat do?
He looks after me, does my stuff. And
what I meant was, what does he do? What job is it? Is he a bricklayer? Because I know you want to be a bricklayer, don't you?
He hasn't got a job.
He ain't got a job.
No.
Looking after you is a full-time job, isn't it? So, let's find out a little bit more about you. You got any pets?
I've got a dog and a hamster.
Dog's name?
Freddy.
Who named him? You?
Yep, I named him.
Okay. Do you feed him as well?
Yeah, I feed him.
What sort of dog is it?
Terrier called Jack Russell.
And do you take him for walks?
I didn't take him for walks, so.
Why not?
I used to.
Why not?
I don't know.
You should be taking him for walks, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, come on, you've got to take poor old... Is there a reason why he can't go out for a walk?
No.
Because you don't take him.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So you mentioned you had a dog. What was the other thing you had?
A hamster.
And what's the hamster called?
I called it Jake the hamster.
And he's got his own will so he can walk himself.
Yeah.
All right. And what's the thing you like most of all in the world? Come on, you told me. Come on, I've written it down here. And there you go. I'm going to give you a sneaky peek.
Oh, yeah, TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah.
Tell me about TikTok, because I know nothing about TikTok.
So it's that for dancing and recording videos on, and then you can make up your own ones and find a sound.
Okay, so you become a member of TikTok.
Yeah.
You sign up to it, and you've got a picture on there of you.
Yeah.
And you post films of you dancing.
Yeah.
And that's what TikTok is.
Yeah.
And how many of these do you do a week?
About 10. Yeah.
And how long do they last for?
A minute.
About a minute. See, this is why this dog's not getting walked. You're more interested in TikTok. And could you see that dog? Well, if you could read his mind there, that dog would be saying, ever since you got TikTok, I don't get a walk. Maybe you should film it. Could you? Is it the sort of thing you could do? Film you taking the dog for a walk and put that on TikTok?
Yeah.
You could do a dance.
Yeah.
Whilst you're doing it. Would you feel daft?
A little bit.
No, I think you should do it anyway. Just imagine the hits you'd get. What's how many people are tuned into your page?
7,000.
7,000. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just imagine if you put a little dance, you having a little dance with a dog going for a dancey walk. How many hits would that get? Do you have to put a caption with it as well? Do you have to, you know, be?
Yeah, you can put a caption.
So what would you do with the caption? What would you put?
I don't know actually.
Sorry, what was the dog's name again?
Freddy.
James and Freddy out for a dancing walk.
Yeah.
I reckon you'd get thousands of hits. I think you should do it. I think you should go for it. You like music? What's your favourite music?
Pop music, so like Ed Sheeran music, Adele's, and James Arthur's.
Okay, James Arthur, he's got a new album coming out and you're going to review it soon, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, so how would you listen to your music then?
On YouTube.
All right, okay. So you're not a member of the other, there's many, isn't there, that you can pay
for? Yeah.
So you go for the free yeah. Yeah. So you're a freeloader then?
Yeah.
And you want to be a bricklayer?
Yeah.
And how long have you been wanting to be a bricklayer?
Quite a while.
What have you learnt this morning?
How to do the measuring.
Yeah.
And the cement and sand.
Yeah. How much sand to how much cement? So if you had to knock up a mix
yeah.
of cement, how many shovels of sand would you put to cement, or how many shovels of cement would you have and mix it all up?
Four pieces.
Four. It was the guy on the video used four. I mean, I always yeah. do three, makes it a little bit stronger. But that's what he's saying you should do, and he's an expert. I'm not. So four shovels of sand, one shovel of cement, a yeah. little bit of water, mix it up. And do you remember what mix they put with it to make it more pliable? It was a thing called Feb mix. And if you run out of Feb mix, because it makes it more softer and easier to sort of spread around with your trowel. And if you, we always used to use, if we ran out of Feb mix, have a guess what we used to use. Something that would be in the kitchen. Something that would be close to the sink. You ever washed up?
No.
No. You're quite proud about that, aren't you? No.
Yeah.
We'd use washing up liquid. And it did exactly the same job. You just give it a squirt of that and it would work. So you want to be a bricklayer.
Yeah.
And you're learning all these tricks of the trade. Already, look. That's what you've learned. Oh, we've got a yawn coming, look. What time did you go to bed? This is not an interview. This is an interrogation. So what time do you normally go to bed?
About 11:30.
Half 11. No wonder you're yawning this morning then. Good grief. I've been in bed 2 hours by then. And what time do you get up normally?
7.
So you have roughly about 8 hours. Do you sleep well?
Kind of.
Kind of. All right. Okay. So half past 11. Do you go to bed later at the weekend?
Yeah.
And how much pocket money do you get?
I get about £3, £2
okay,
a day.
What did you say? A day?
Yeah.
Good grief. We used to get about 25 pence a week back in my day. But mind you, I am 100. So what did you save your money? What did you spend it on?
I save up my money and sometimes I spend it.
What are you saving up for this time?
Saving up for a phone.
A phone. All right. Because you told me you got two phones already.
Yeah.
So what are you wanting?
The iPhone XR.
Right.
And I'm going to get some LED lights for my room.
Some what lights?
LED lights.
What are they?
Oh, they're like different colour ones you can put around your room.
All right. So whenever anybody walks by, they can see all these lights flashing. And
yeah.
With you in there making a TikTok yeah. video. And you've probably got your dog on the treadmill doing a little dance. That would make a great video, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Where do we get a treadmill from? Hold that thought. We'll get yep. one from somewhere. Okay. All right. Look, we're going to chat some more in a moment. We're going to introduce another song. Can you see what the song is?
Yeah.
Go on in. Introduce it.
Fleetwood Mac, Albatross.